DW.
I like that one first.
That's Max.
I know.
But the wild things cried, "Oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so." And Max said,
"No."
No.
I love books. I love reading them. I love writing them, albeit absurdly slowly. And by the same token, I love, and yes, I'm aware that my amorous side is coming to the fore here, bookshops. The minute I walk through their door, I'm transported into the beckoning world of possibility that lines the shelves. They're places of comfort and calm. Or at least they were until they started closing down. The bookshop I grew up with is long gone, replaced, I fear, by our online shopping habits and the big, not-so-friendly giant we call Amazon. It's the same story in towns and cities across the world, but not, it seems, in headstrong Berlin. There are four independent bookshops within a 10-minute walk of my front door. Four, and I don't even live in a part of town that pulls tourists. It would be nice to be able to say at this point that I help keep them going with my regular purchases. But that would be an alternative fact. So in the interests of complete and unabridged disclosure, you're hearing it from me. I often buy what I read from Amazon, and I rarely read in German. Yes, I know, shame on me. Not only because I'm surely missing out, but because it means I tend not to cross Berlin's independent thresholds all that often. Time, perhaps, for a change in habit. So I'm going to go and check out a little bookshop. It's called Buchdisco, or Book Disco. It's a cosy little store with rows of quality works of literature, a big old sofa, and an air of warmth and welcoming. A far cry from my computer screen and the giant that lives within. It's run by Krisha Hasselbach, who refers to what she sells as my books.
Der Vorteil ist, dass es wirklich auch meine Auswahl ist. Also, ich habe entschieden, welche.
She chooses what goes on the shelves and knows what she's choosing. And that gives her the edge over chain stores and you know who, because she can offer knowledge and guidance and build relationships with her customers.
Sich richtig kennen und begleitet so ein Leseleben dann ja auch.
And they with her. They really get to know each other. And she has the chance to accompany them as they venture through what she dubs their reading lives. When I ask her how so many shops can survive, she says there seems to be enough custom to go round. A bit further south in Berlin's beloved Prenzlauer Berg district, which long dined out, or perhaps it was in, on tales of being home to more babies than anywhere else in Germany, the competition is even tougher. These days, the borough could possibly make a similar claim about independent bookshops. My research tells me there are at least 20 within its 11 square kilometre boundaries.
We always thought that nobody needs a bookshop in a way. But if we do it, it has to be a very personal, very individual thing so that people can think, yeah, that's my bookshop. You know, if they say, that's my restaurant or that's my coffee shop.
Katharina von Uslar and her business partner run a beautiful place called Uslar and Rai. They host interesting literary events and trade on their own taste. She says their selection is completely subjective.
The longer we have the bookshop, the more, I think, do exactly what you want, because it's better to have a very sharp profile than to be, you know, able to sell things to everybody, because not everybody's coming in.
She's kind of divided opinions.
Totally, yeah.
So they stock and sell what they're interested in, which, luckily for me, includes a good selection of English books.
Oh, and lots of Germans read in English, if, you know, if it's there.
Put me to shame.
No, because it's English. Because everybody learns English. Not everybody learns German.
I learn German, but...
And now that my application for German citizenship is in progress, it really is time for me to start reading in the local tongue and to support at least a couple of these shops in the process. But perhaps I'll just wait until I get my ID card. And in the meantime, pick something from the well-chosen English section. I feel it would be rude not to. The end.
This report was brought to you by DW.